All right, let's see if we can find a fibber. All right. We're going to play Find a Fibber.
Find a Fibber!
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Ashley was given a task by the boss to watch a bunch of movies from the 90s, right? Some big box office from that year, some won the Academy Award. So basically two movies from every year. And we decided to assign her Schindler's List for the long break.
Tell you roll.
Scott Haney picked it. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Scott.
Unknowingly.
Well, we gave him a couple of choices, and he picked Schindler's List. If you want to call in and quiz Ashley on this movie, 1-877-764-2535. First, your review.
Very tough movie to watch. I won't be watching it again, probably ever. Some of those images are going to stick with me for a long time. And very sad that humans treated other humans like that at one point. And I mean, it kept my interest because of the horrible things going on. And at the end, it did make me cry.
Yeah.
Very moving.
I think that's a movie that everybody cries, right? Like, if you don't, check your soul.
You got a black heart.
You must have lost it somewhere.
Yeah.
I heard Mark Zuckerberg.
You better walk around. I'm looking for my soul.
Right.
Oh, really? Why? What's wrong? Yeah, I watched Schindler's List. Didn't affect me.
Nothing.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Go ahead and look for that.
Right. Yeah. Soul. Yeah. Soul search.
You're soulless.
Exactly.
Go soul searching.
Yeah. I heard Mark Zuckerberg didn't because has no soul as an android.
Man, you're on this Facebook thing.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
All right. Okay. So is there one particular scene that stuck out to you?
It's just the violence, you know, the way they would kill people for no reason. You know, what they did to people, making them, you know, strip. And there was just no sense of humanity. It's disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Phil?
I have some questions for you, Ashley, some trivia questions about the movie.
Okay.
Where did Oscar Schindler get the money to buy his factory?
Do you have to pick the hard freaking questions?
I mean, this is one of the earliest things in the movie. If you paid attention for only 10 minutes, it would be the first 10 minutes you would know this.
You're a loan company?
he intentionally finds the hard questions because he tries to stump me.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that the point?
Welcome to my world.
Because I watched this whole thing 3.5 hours, and I'm ready, and I'm full of knowledge.
Okay. Clearly, the only thing you know is what I could read off of the movie description if I was about to rent it. This is what you just told us about the movie was the paragraph that says, you know,
that
this
was
is
my
what
summary.
The movie's about.
That was my summary. I don't know. He's wealthy, and he buys a factory with his money. That's all I got. For that one. I don't know.
You lose that one.
I have an easier question. Name everyone on the list.
Okay. What was the answer to your
Jewish
question?
Investors.
Okay. Well, like I said, he was rich.
Okay.
I have a lot more.
All right.
I'm sure you do, Phil.
Beefman?
Hey, guys. What was inscribed on the ring in Schindler's List that they gave to him?
Oh.
Ashley. Really?
Oh.
It said XL.
OH.
I don't know. It was
okay.
I don't know.
Wow. Oh well. You want to know?
Yeah, sure.
I'm curious.
No, Beefman, we don't.
You know you want to tell the answer, do it.
Can somebody ask me a plot question or something?
Whoever
did you watch the movie or did you read the description?
No, I watched every single minute of that movie.
He's trying to
I don't think
you
did.
He's trying to tell you the answer.
You know, can I tell you, sitting down and having it on is one thing.
Right.
Watching it is something way different. Where was your phone when you were watching the movie?
On the couch next to me.
On the thing.
You know that thing.
The thing called your hand.
The thing you sit down.
The
you
thing
know,
I was sitting on.
Was your face
down.
In the screen?
The thing you laid down.
No.
On the thing.
No?
Yeah.
All right, Beef, what's the answer to that?
Okay, whoever saves one life
saves them all.
World entire.
Yeah, yes, world
wow,
entire.
Wow, even
yes.
That you got wrong because you tried to jump ahead.
Save them all.
It's not a slogan. Save one, save them all.
All right, give us that one more time where Ashley's not yelling over it, but the wrong answer.
whoever saves one life saves the world entire. E-N-T-I-R-E.
That's beautiful. And you missed it.
That's one of the saddest parts of the movie.
All right, thank you, B-Fan. All right, another question.
Okay.
Got to get one of these right.
Why did
I would think you'd get them all right. I mean, just watched
last night. Yeah. Why does Schindler hire Jews instead of Poles to work in his factory?
It's a haven for them, so he tries to save them.
No, originally. Why does he hire Jewish people instead of Polish people?
Oh, boy. Jazz AJ in the morning. Do you remember crying at a movie where...
Oh, yeah. Passion of Christ. I wept like a school child.
Really?
I was just like, how could they be so mean to him? I was just blubbering, bawling like crazy. Ugh. And I'm thinking to myself, I hope no one's watching me crying like this. It got to the point where towards the end of the movie, I actually had to wait until everybody was gone. And
oh, you were
leave.
In the theater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, remember you guys sent me to go see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I went to
tough.
That night, the orange movie theaters.
Ugh.
Hell yeah, I was bald. I mean, I was crying like crazy.
I never saw that movie.
Oh yeah, no, yes, that's a waterworks big time. Yep.
Oh.
Especially when they're just being. I'm just like,
Mel Gibson directed it, right?
He's
not in it.
No.
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 Wow.
Man,
yeah, that one, I could not stop crying.
That's another once movie. Not a lot of good times.
Once it started, my
There's no
crying.
Song and dance number in that one.
No.
What do you remember from that?
The horrible beating.
It's half the movie.
Ugh. Horrible
half
beating.
Of the movie?
Yeah, it's not like a 10-minute scene. Like, it just goes on.
No, but every movie has different acts.
And
it's
different,
like three different acts.
Different methods.
And usually the first act is introduction to the characters, beginning of the story. The middle act will bring you the twist. And then the third act is everybody lives happily ever after. There was none of that?
Yeah, no.
No.
No, once the beating started, it was just... And there were different methods.
Did they have Christ coming out of the cave? Like
I don't recall. I think it ended with him on the cross.
And that's it.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Well, they follow that journey, right?
So there is a part two to this movie.
Right, part two, The Return.
I'll be back.
The Return, yeah.
Right.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger, right.
Judas. He moves the rock.
Judas. Where are you, Judas? I kill you.
Yeah.
You see the rock just flying out. Right, it's just a big combat boom.
And lands on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And a bunch of soldiers.
You get a voice of a guy.
The Savior is back, and this time he's pissed.
But no, he never got mad. That's the thing.
Now he does. Right.
Right.
Right. I'm going to walk on water and kill you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I should watch that movie. I just think that, you know, when you know it's just going to suck the life out of you.
It really did. I mean, it took everything to get myself back up to speed the rest of the day.
Yeah.
That's all,
so
like,
they don't show
I left here.
So
when
it doesn't start when he's born?
I forget where it starts. It starts later on in his life.
I'd want to know, when did people realize, well, this is... He's got some skills.
If I'm not mistaken, right? He was kind of the talk of the town when they first opened the movie up. If I'm not mistaken, it's like him later
when
years.
He was born, they all, you know, the three wise men and all these people came. How did they know?
Yeah, no, all that star thing. But, you know, they had the star GPS.
Star thing.
The star GPS.
All right, here we go.
Right.
Phil, find a quiz on, like, the history of Jesus. Not that movie, but, you know, things about Jesus.
Then there's a kid with the drum.
And AJ and I will take on your question.
And there was that kid with the drum solo, you know.
Right, the little drummer boy. Was he really there? I think that was,
I think that's
a song written later.
I think they did, yeah. You know, I think Bob Seger.
No, but he was a carpenter. So at some point.
Like, what did he do, build decks?
Like,
what?
extensions, I don't know.
Right.
Jesus Christ remodeling, home improvement.
Exactly, right. Homes by Jesus.
But no, he was a carpenter, so he was living a regular life, no?
Yeah, probably a tool belt. Yep.
Well, you know,
where
maybe
you go for sandwiches.
You know, maybe the tool belt wasn't invented yet. It was one of those, my hammer's over here.
Right.
half the day is going to fetch your tools.
That's what
it's
that
like,
song,
you know what? You know what we need? We need a belt.
And that's where the song came from.
On the belt.
That's where the song came from. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Yeah.
But I can't find a damn hammer. What the hell is
it? I think that's from a different story, no?
It's funny you go this way.
Okay.
Just go with it.
Yeah. Right. No, but I'd want to see from the beginning.
Right.
You know, right before the birthday, they knew something special was happening.
The high school years, right.
Right. Like, the hotel was busy, right? There was no rooms at the hotel.
No rooms
yet, he was born in a manger.
In a manger, yes, right. In Connecticut, Bethlehem.
But everybody came out. They knew already.
Not in Connecticut.
They did, yeah. Well, they saw the GPS star thing.
Right.
It's like Motel 6.
Yeah.
They light them for him, yeah.
They ended up in Cromwell.
Exactly.
They were trying to go to Wallingford.
They did.
It's funny, because we've celebrated his birthday, every year since we were kids. How much do we know about him?
It's not even really his birthday. His birthday's in July, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, we decided to make it December because we had Christmas trees.
Yeah. That's so gross. Is that what it was?
So Macy's could sell stuff. That's why.
Yeah. All right, Phil put together a quiz on Jesus. And
joy.
AJ and I are going to see how we do here.
Is it like we each take one or?
No, we're going to work together.
Okay, cool.
We're going to work it out.
There's Eric again if you want to take Eric's question.
Eric.
Great song.
Yes, sir. How is everybody? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is that the question? I can hear you.
The question was serious. The question was serious, and the answer to the question was his first miracle was turning the water into wine at the wedding of Cana.
See, that makes you popular at parties, man.
Mm-hmm.
You turn water into wine?
You are guaranteeing an invite to every party after that.
We got invite,
you could
Jesus.
Pull
we
that
made,
one
we made water
but
into
wait,
wine.
Like, was it a party trick? Was it like, oh, come on, you're not really a
He said 10 bucks.
Of...
He said 10 bucks. 10
All
bucks.
Right, well, what do you want me to do?
10 bucks, watch this, 10 bucks, okay.
How did it happen?
And how did he do it?
How old was he when it happened?
How did he do it?
Hold my beer.
30. He was 30.
Yeah, so you had that age.
Okay,
you're not doing beers and shots anymore. You're drinking wine now. You know, you get candlelight and cheese and crackers. Stuff.
No, but think
happened.
About this. Yeah. This was the first miracle at the age of 30. So there was this whole run.
Right.
Where maybe he was doing it on the side, you know, like, I don't know.
Like a part
side
trick?
Hustle?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like a little side hustle.
A little
but
side
the,
thing.
The
little
wedding.
Extra scratch, yeah.
So did he get up and say, how did that take us through that? What happened?
Well, I wasn't there, but...
Are there any Instagram videos on this?
Lappy was.
My understanding is that at the wedding, there were so many people, they didn't realize that everybody got such a drunkard. And one of the big things was, well, like, what are we going to do now? We don't have any wine. So that was going to be like the party stopped.
Right.
So...
Oh, to keep the party going. Okay.
This is incredible.
So seems like a party planner.
Now that the party, he didn't want that, or that was obviously not God's plan, was to have the party stop for whatever reason, and he turned the water into wine because when they opened it, he said, no, we're not out yet, and the barrel's of wine, and he said, open the barrel of wine, and they're like, it's water, and he turned the water into wine.
And then music started. Right? It's like Jersey Shore.
Jesus moonwalked back.
It's like Jesus.
Backwards.
Yeah. It was like Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Jersey Shore. There you go.
Right,
wow.
Right. He ripped off his robe. He had washed tub abs.
That's pretty incredible, though, isn't it?
Yep.
That it was at a wedding.
That's pretty cool.
And he turned, you know, what 30-year-old wouldn't want to be able to do that?
I want to do it now.
I know. I'm a believer. If I see something like that, I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh. Dude, you are so on my party list next week.
Wow.
Yep. You're number one.
All right. Thank you for that.
Have a good day.
Preferred you parking too. And everything. You're in the driveway.
All right.
Well, your car is safe.
What do AJ and I know about Jesus?
Well, we know he's pretty cool. He turned water into wine.
That was the first miracle. What a way to come out.
Seriously. Right. Yep. They remember you for that.
All right. Yeah. Like, did he say magic words before that? Like, abracadabra?
Nah. Right.
No, yeah. It's more of a...
He probably just went...
That's too showy.
And
Like
and
Fonzie.
So it is.
Oh, you know what he did? He tapped on the barrel like Fonzie with the jukebox. He went, whoa,
yeah,
right.
The fist
wine.
Wrap.
Right.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Wine. Woo. Wine.
All right.
Window.
Phil has a question for us.
Right.
Okay. Although born in Bethlehem, according to Matthew and Luke, Jesus was actually from
Chicago, like the ZZ Top song. Jesus turned up Chicago, headed down to New Orleans.
Oh, I thought it was, but why wouldn't it be Bethlehem? Well, it has to be a town nearby.
Well, yeah, right?
Like, what was next door?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, but he can travel. He can walk across water. So
what's next to Bethlehem? Woodbury?
Right.
Watertown?
Right. High Watertown.
You've definitely heard it before. You're going to be mad.
It makes sense.
Really?
Oh, Babylon.
Nope.
No. Wait, hang on.
So we have one in Connecticut?
No.
Hang on. All right, so wait, Bethlehem, I want to say Philadelphia.
No.
I wanted to say that. I'm not going to say it. I wanted to say it.
Gaylordsville.
Gaylordsville, yes. Oh, my dear lords. Lordship.
Wallingford.
Lordship.
Jesus was actually born in Wallingford.
Wow.
Wallingford.
Over on Route 5, yep.
All right, I give up.
What? Born in Bethlehem from Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth.
The band here.
Now, why
the
wouldn't we get that one? Seems like the simplest of all the questions.
Well, you know, love hurts.
That would be not even level one.
Right.
This is level zero. Like, you can't even get in to take the test unless you can answer that one. And we failed it.
And he was saying, now you're messing with a son of a... Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to pick this up. We're going to get like a priest or something to ask us questions.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to get through Phil's quiz first.
I would do that first.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
95.9 The Fox.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to Dumbass News at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. A guy did bath salts on his first day of work.
That's bad, right?
How do you think that went?
You got a lot done?
Probably not.
According to investigators, we're going to call this guy Gamby.
Gamby.
It's Carl Gamby, 32.
Like Gumby, but different.
Gamby.
Did a pokey?
Yeah, maybe he thought he was Gumby.
Right.
And they asked him what his name is.
And
he said Gamby.
Yeah, Gamby.
Right. And here's Pokey and here's Goobly.
Gumby's brother Gamby.
Right.
Or Grandma. Right. I'm Gamby.
Right. That's Grandma No Teeth. Gamby.
32 years old. Went into a restroom, injected himself with bath salts and fentanyl.
Oh, see? What a way to start the day. Most folks have coffee.
You know, I didn't know that's how you take bath salts until this moment.
Well, he wants
me neither.
He wanted to make sure he made a good impression. I think you smoke them, too.
That's what I would have guessed.
I thought you snorted them.
I couldn't tell
you. How about all of the above?
Is there anyone who knows anything about bath salts?
Who's still wearing clothes right now, not eating someone's face? Yes.
Yeah. Right, there is a thing about you take this and you eat faces.
Right, then, the munchies. One problem is you eat people's faces.
That guy in Miami, yeah.
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
Yeah,
you just
took
this second to eat you with a biscuit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if I had a night where I woke up and I was like, wow, I ate some dude's face.
Right. Oh my
That's
God.
One of those, it's like a Jaeger night. Like, I won't drink Jaeger anymore because I had a bad night on it.
Uh-huh, most folks do.
Bad hangover.
Yep.
It's like, you know, you and I not good together.
Yeah. Same thing with UConn Jack.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was our goodbye.
And Southern Comfort.
Yeah, we're not friends.
SoCo.
It's not me.
Goldschlagers.
Oh, that stuff is...
The list goes on and on.
Serious.
Oh. Malibu rum. That's the one. Never touching that again.
Really?
Nope.
A lot of sugar.
It's all
Anything
sugar.
With sugar.
It's all sugar problem. And alcohol.
So far, I'm good with rum.
And who thought, like, putting little pieces of gold flakes in a bottle would be such a hit?
I was hoping to poop at an Oscar. Did not work.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I thought
you
I
poop
thought,
on a gold brick.
I thought so. I had the rest Pa-dink. Of the party. I had the rest of the party waiting.
Pa-dink.
Here we go. I'm gonna make an Oscar.
Wow.
Yep. Nope. Instead, I made Mr. Hanky.
Even if you made like a little Bitcoin, you know, like a little
right,
coin.
Right,
like a
yeah.
At least
coin.
A little bit. A little flakage.
A little gold marble.
Flakage.
A little something different.
Right.
Nope. Plain old, regular, not like a peanut.
So this guy shows up day one. Hello. Bath salts, fentanyl. This is during his first shift as a clerk at the Econo Lodge.
Oh, Econo Lodge. Classy place.
How did his interview go?
Well, my thought was, who didn't get the job?
Right.
So they interviewed five people, and they thought, this guy.
Right.
Shining star.
This guy said, I will definitely be awake and alert for my first day of work. I'll be here with bells on.
So
good
goes to
too.
Work, goes into the bathroom at work. Injects himself with bath salts and fentanyl.
Right.
Stumbles out of the bathroom, grabs a female coworker from behind, kisses her neck, and then he took off his shirt and repeatedly tried to get the woman to kiss him as she yelled for him to get away.
Oh.
This is horrifying.
It is horrifying.
The woman fled to her car, called 911, later told police that as she drove away, Gamby yelled, quote, "Before you leave, I just want to show you something."
Nope.
Oh.
Bad news.
Wow.
Don't need to see it.
Right.
As she's driving off,
right,
he took his pants off.
Oh, see?
Nope.
Gamby was naked when the cops arrived a few moments later. His clothes were strewn across the motel lobby.
Wow.
And a used syringe was found lying on the bathroom sink.
Wow.
Didn't even throw it away.
Right. Apparently there's a vacancy now.
He couldn't find the garbage.
Man, can you just Google and see if there's video of someone on bath salts?
Right. That sounds like a morning show. It's bath salts and fentanyl.
A security camera showed the whole thing.
You know, Calgon usually, you know, calms a person down.
There has to be something on that application. I'd love to see that. There must be something on the application.
It said, "Are you on drugs? Have you taken drugs?" Not yet.
That was like, you know, like in hindsight, we should have caught this one here.
Right. Reason for leaving last
he
job.
He spelled his name wrong.
Right. Reason for leaving last job.
Yeah.
Took drugs and attacked someone. Oh.
Current address.
Right.
Prison.
It was right here. Duh.
Yeah.
The vetting process, not so good.
There should be a question on there. Have you ever killed anyone or attacked anyone on bath salts?
Do you have any drugs on you right now as we speak?
Why is it called bath salts? Why wouldn't it be just bath salt?
I don't know.
You're mixing different types of bath salts?
Right.
And is it really for baths?
I know. Like,
think so.
Because I think Calgon takes me away.
Right. Would you put this in your bath water to make it a more pleasant experience or to treat your skin in some way?
Right. You're in the tub. You're in the rainforest. And nice music is playing. Like,
and how do you find that bath salts will get you high? Do you say, you know, do I put this in the water or do I try it up my nose?
That's a damn good question, boy.
Yeah. Or it smells really good. Here, let me.
Oh. And then I sniffed it and all of a sudden
crap.
I saw the wall melt. Yeah.
Who wants to eat some face?
Right. Oh, I get so faced right now, man.
Go ahead.
Bath salts are a group of recreational designer drugs. The name derives from instances in which the drugs were disguised as bath salts. The white powder, granules, or crystals often resemble Epsom salts, but differ chemically.
Yeah. And Epsom salt sounds like old lady thing, so you say bath salt sounds more trendy.
Why don't I remember that? Like, I've
Epsom
heard
salts?
That before, yeah. I mean, you put it in your bath or whatever?
Epsom salts?
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you turn your ankle, your mom puts your ankle in.
Yeah,
Epsom
you
salts.
Soak your feet, yeah.
I'm going to put you in Epsom salts. I'm like, no, a hospital
so
would
many,
work.
Yeah.
Nah, there's a bone
things.
Sticking out, yeah.
Right. Use the Epsom salts,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that's that voodoo stuff that moms do back in the day.
Right.
Yeah,
didn't
Epsom
you have
salts.
Something with a penny? Your mom used to do something with a penny on your head?
Made me lay back and put a penny on my forehead.
Why?
To make the blood stop flowing out of my nose, apparently.
You didn't just
pitch? We need to talk about these home remedies.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of crazy ones. Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, thanks, Ma.
Any audio of anyone on bath salts?
It's got someone talking over it. It's a clip from CNN. I guess they're talking to a guy who's now been sober, but they talk over the clip the whole time. So, yeah. Basically, he's strapped in the back of an ambulance. And his eyes are just going in like two different directions.
Oh, that's tough.
Like a chameleon.
Yeah. I don't know which one to look at.
Like a flounder.
I just kind of look right in the middle, right down the right at
which
the nose.
Whichever one's paying the most attention to me, I'll look at.
Right between the eyebrows.
No, but I'm thinking if you're on bath salts and your eyes are going in two different directions, you could pull them in.
You could.
You know?
Right.
I don't think
play the witch doctor song.
The best trick would be is if you could make them go circular,
that'd
but in
cool.
different directions.
Like when a character gets hit, like when
yes, in like, the head with a frying pan,
like in Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer when Donner got hit by the bumble and boom hit him and his eyes went.
Wow, why do I see this on a flubble reel sometime?
This
in the near
is not
future?
A flubble reel. I said that clearly. I spoke randomly and fast. But I said it clear.
Randomly and fast.
Yeah, let's determine what flubbles really are. Flubbles when I mess up. When I speak clearly but fast and psychotic, it's not a flubble.
Can we have a psychotic
Are you
reel?
Sure about that?
Shut up, Phil.
It's Tire Talk Tuesday.
Having a tired time talking.
I'm not tired yet.
We're going to talk to Joe Linta, NFL agent, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Hello.
That Brady Breeze game was amazing.
Yes, it was. You thought he was down, but he came back.
It was really good. Brady was pretty sharp. You feel bad for Breeze. He threw three picks, and a lot of rumors out there that he's going to be retiring, and it really would be a sad way for him to go out throwing the three picks and all that. But, man, this is like, it's almost like destiny right now. You know, Tampa Bay, it's such great theater with Brady being in there and now playing against Rodgers. Packers, as predicted and expected, took care of business with the Rams. So you got Rodgers and Brady this week, and, man, it's good TV, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That. How do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. I'm sympathetic. Not sympathetic, but I'm kind of rooting for Brady because I just, it's such a great story, and the guy's such a good guy. You know, he's very good friends with one of my guys, Brian Hoyer. And it's just, you know, you just root. I can't help but rooting for the guy. But man, that's a tough deal in 20 degrees and snow up in Lambeau Field, the icy tundra, as they say. So it's going to be a great game, and you know, if they can put their onesies on and be stay warm up there, they got a chance for sure.
Yeah, if you look at the game against the Saints, it was the defense that won that game for Tampa Bay. Brady didn't look great. I mean, he made a pass here or there, but I mean, it was the defense that won that game for them.
Right.
Now you're going to go against Aaron Rodgers, who's red hot.
Yeah, and as much as Brady becomes the theater of this, it really comes down to Green Bay's, you know, offense with Rodgers and the Tampa defense, as you said, the way they played was pretty impressive. So, really, that's the subplot to the whole thing is the Tampa defense versus Rodgers. But if Brady's on, it's going to be a great game, I'll tell you. I'm kind of surprised they put that as the early game at 3 o'clock, and I thought, you know, with that theater, you would want to put them on at prime time, but they're going with the other game at prime time.
So you would like to see Brady, but you think it's the Packers? Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Brady can do it.
Wow.
It's like a switch he had, man. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he went from being down to like winning.
Everything points to Green Bay winning, including the odds makers, but I don't know. Tampa's defense. The reason I think to say what I'm saying is because of the way Tampa's defense played the other day, because Breeze is nothing to laugh at either.
Right.
And they shut him down. So it's going to be Tampa's defense against Rodgers. That'll really dictate the game more than the other way around.
And then Chiefs game, what do you think of that? I don't think anyone thought Browns would be in it at the end.
Well, as soon as Pat Mahomes went down with a concussion, it was like, oh, my God, there was this, like, major gasp that you could hear in New Haven from Kansas City.
No kidding.
You can see little birds running his head. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Yeah, they're trying to say now it wasn't a concussion because they want him to play, obviously.
Well, haven't been through the concussion protocols and all that in the NFL, as well as even on a high school level. It's they're not messing with this stuff. Pat Mahomes are not. And these independent neurologists may be the most important person in the NFL right now, really, to give an okay for Mahomes to play. Because if he doesn't play, their backup is a good guy. He's been around Chad Henne. In fact, he had an amazing play in that 4th-and-1 when even Tony Romo was like, oh, they're going to fake a snap and punt it, blah, blah, blah. And they ended up throwing a pass, which was as gutsy a move as I've seen in years. They got the first down and won the game. So everybody in Cleveland thought they were going to pull that out as soon as Mahomes won out of the game. But, man, that was a great game, too.
The doctor that makes the decision on whether or not he can play, is he on the Chiefs' payroll or he works for the NFL?
No, this is a deal where it's going to be under heavy scrutiny league-wide and certainly by Buffalo fans and team. It's an independent neurologist that's going to have to clear him. And they go to independent doctors, so he'll have to show protocols. Like, he'll start, you know, maybe today or tomorrow, you know, doing jogging. Like, it's kind of like just coming back from an injury, jogging. Can he get his heart rate up and not have headaches and whatnot? Some of it's going to be dictated by how honest he is, you know, because you can say, yeah, you'll fine. Meanwhile, your head is throbbing. It's not something that you can see. Like, you don't walk with a limp when you have a concussion.
Yeah.
So it's going to be incumbent upon Mahomes to be honest for his own well-being, really. Mm.
How do you think they'll do against the Bills?
Well, if he plays, they win, clearly. And if he doesn't play, You know, you got to go with the Bills. I mean, the kid from Buffalo, Josh Allen's big arm, runs smart, tough. So I would go with the Bills. Just depends on Mahomes plays, but they're going to be very tough to beat. Mahomes playing in Kansas City, that's tough. So, you know, it could be set up for Chiefs, Bucks, Super Bowl. And the other thing about the Bucks is if the game, the Super Bowl is in Tampa, and that would be, I think, the first time where a home team is playing
in the Super Bowl.
That's insane.
Wow. Either way, the NFL is now making promos, new guard, old guard, right? Because it's either Brady, right? Or Rodgers.
Right. Mahomes, Allen. Yeah, you got, you know, the old timers in one game and the youngsters in the other game. So
you could start making those promos already.
But another plug for the NFL, just, you know, we got three games left here, two Sunday and the Super Bowl, and they've got through this COVID crisis and not missed a game. So you got to give hats off to them for pulling it off so far.
When you're down to four teams, sometimes a team got lucky and got in. Would you say these are the best four teams?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought this. The one I was not sure of last week was the Bucs-Saints game, because I really thought either one, but I'm not surprised at all that the Bucs won. But these are the four teams I thought that would survive once the Steelers started going to their downfall in midseason.
I think it was week eight, Joe was talking about the Bucs playing in this game.
Did anybody? Yeah, he did. Joe's been on this one. Did anybody see that meme that the NFL memes put out?
Yes.
The Cowboys.
ESPN put it on their official Instagram. That's why I saw it.
Right. I'm like, this is. You really need to do that?
Yeah. I thought you meant that thing with Nickelback playing Photograph with the picture of the guy from the Steelers crying.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Have you seen that one? They got a picture of him crying after they lost. They look at this photograph. It's awesome. It's funny.
All right. Joe.
If they were to go from 11-0 to where they went, that's a very sad story in this NFL season. They were the talk of the town at 11-0. The Dolphins were starting to get worried about their 17-0 team, and then they just went straight off the cliff.
Unreal. All right, Joe. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Joe Linta, NFL agent. Tom from Long Island just sent me an email asking me about a Lincoln photo. President Lincoln, second inauguration.
Right.
And I looked it up, and I don't know if it's real, or I don't really trust the
folks
internet.
Photoshop so well.
Yeah. But President Lincoln is giving his inauguration speech for his second inauguration, March 4th, 1865. And in the background is John Wilkes Booth, man who would kill him like a month later.
Oops.
Ooh.
Not wild.
It's wild.
Foreshadowing.
Well, I wonder if his plan was to try it there, but he just couldn't get close enough.
Right. Or had cold feet.
Yeah.
So now, you know what? It's really a bad day for me.
Yeah. Or someone already like recognized him, like, hey, John.
John.
Damn it. I'm not here today.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't know Harry was going to be here, for Christ's sake.
If that's true, because, you know, you can Photoshop anything now, and people do these stupid things. So I don't even know if I should believe this or not.
Right.
But if that's true, how the hell, like, someone took study this photo. These weren't pictures that are clear. It's all blurry. First of all, everyone's wearing black.
Uh-huh. You all had mustaches.
Then there's a lot of top hat, you know, giant, like, stove pipe hats.
Yeah, that same tie. That was big back then, fashion. Yeah.
It's the Colonel Sanders tie.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Not a lot of fashion creativity back then. It was all black.
It's all very trendy. Yeah. They're all, like, very goth.
I guess you didn't have to wash it as often.
Right, that might be right. It. Yeah, because we don't wash machines.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Mats.
There's no dry cleaners.
It's kind of tough. You had to go to like the river and like, you know, beat your clothes.
Like,
on a
there's
rock.
Not one picture of Abe Lincoln like wearing a T-shirt.
No,
or,
I'm just here for the beer shirt. Yep.
Yeah, like one of those
shorts, flops,
volleyball tank or something.
Right, his hair slicked back, or just let it go natural.
I picture he'd be a pretty good volleyball player,
or a mullet, and cooler.
Oh, my God. He would spike every ball.
He would.
There's no ball that could get by him.
Oh, basketball. Forget
it. He wouldn't even have to spike it. He would just slap him down.
Yeah. He would.
He wouldn't even jump.
Right.
Denied.
Exactly, right. And he's like heading, like his like waist above is over the net. From his waist above is over the net.
You were ready.
Before you click it, let me explain from his waist above.
I already wrote it down.
No, oh, so take it off. I did not. That was not a flubble. No.
How many
you,
times?
This is where the problem is. You guys don't know what a flubble is anymore.
Okay, so.
You just use any explanation as a flubble.
Any explanation?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
It's all about AJ.
Just then. That was an explanation as to... I need that rage room again.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a great dovetail into a whole other deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm explaining that he was so tall that from his waist up, he was above the net.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand that.
And that's what I said, jackass.
Why are you mad at me?
Because I know where you're going with this.
We all heard it.
He's very angry.
No one understood what you were saying.
Why the hell are we discussing this?
All right. No one understood. That's all.
I saw you guys do a penny. Put all pencils in there and get real. Yeah, try and click a freaking pen eraser.
You know, back then you had to, for a picture, it wasn't just get your cell phone out and click.
No. They had the gunpowder, the guy behind the little thing, the tripod.
He had the. So I don't know why he put the giant curtain.
Yeah, why?
Protect himself from the flash.
Right.
Was that it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, because it was gunpowder, basically.
Yeah.
Boom.
Or was it,
and you know,
so you could see through the lens because of the light.
Yeah.
Yeah, darken it so I could see exactly what's happening.
Right. There was no Snapchat filter or nothing like that.
But what are you doing? You're really not, you know, when you put your head through the lens of that camera, it's on a tripod. You're not adjusting a lens. It's like you're looking through just to make sure the person you're taking a picture of, the subject, is in the screen.
I think they adjusted. They had that, like, almost like a squeeze box thing, almost like an old accordion thing in the front it was attached to.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think they brought it closer or forward.
Oh, right. That was the zoom.
Yeah. That was their focus, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it closer to you. Ah, you're ugly. I'm going to bring it back.
And that was the photographer holding the gunpowder?
Yeah. Because he had one hand on the gunpowder and one hand was pulling
the
lever.
He held some tray.
He had to pull the lever.
Jesus, what a...
Yeah, coordination.
Who thought of, you know, we take these pictures and they're all coming out dark.
Right.
We need a way to, did they not have some kind of a light?
No. There was no lights back then.
Mm-hmm.
And
no
the candle
lights.
Kept blowing out.
So what we're going to do, because they haven't invented the light bulb yet, we're going to...
Have a small
explosion.
To light things up. Yeah. They noticed the rocket's glare.
What was on this drawing board for that? How about we start a fire?
Right.
Now.
Then they thought lightning strike, but you can't really count on where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Unless the person took a photo is holding a lightning rod,
of aluminum and then we hit the sun?
No.
A mirror.
I know. How about gunpowder?
Gunpowder works.
Oh, well, all right. That sounds great.
Yeah, well, they wanted to go home.
All right. Well, how do we do it without burning the face off of people?
If it happens, it happens.
We hold it at arm's length above us.
Put it on a tray.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But how do they light it? So you got one hand, your head's under.
I think
under.
You had a lighter. I think a person next to him did the lighting.
You know what?
It had to be connected to the same button that took the picture.
Has to be.
It had to be connected.
Has to be. Or it's two buttons, like flash, boom. Right? But then you'll get...
I want to see the guy...
The picture would be everyone just looking like there's dots in front of their face.
The weird faces.
Well, how many folks will the Yosemite Sam after a bomb blew off?
Wow.
Their hair all messed up.
Well, nobody
up,
smiled.
All black in face.
Like, their hair is straight back like they just drove through an ice storm with their head out the window.
Right. And they're like, okay, everybody, look, take five.
There has to be stories, too, of... These photographers, not all of them are professional.
Right.
And they said, you know, it's really dark. I'm going to try some extra gunpowder.
Right.
And we just never saw them. It's like.
Never saw that photo.
They're like, all right, we need a new
Everyone's
photographer.
Standing there in their best clothes because, right. You know, when you got your picture taken, then you were in your best clothes.
Right, nobody moved.
It was a scheduled event.
Nobody moved. We're going to go find a photographer.
Yeah. Wow. Should we go and put them out? Well, you know how much it costs to get the suits?
Yeah, exactly. Plus, all the suits were wool back then. You'd ignite.
Oh, man. We got to get the...
A history of photography person?
A history photography person. Yeah. Yeah, that.
For the early days.
Yeah.
I actually know somebody that's super cool that we could call.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to know more about this.
Super cool?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure until she said they were super cool.
I want super informative, not super cool.
Well, he's both.
Yeah.
How do you know?
He was my professor.
Was Lincoln the first president to be photographed? His pictures are so bad that he has to be close. Right? Like everyone was drawn before that.
Right.
Or painted.
right. So, like, when was the first camera? So Lincoln was what, 1860?
I don't know.
And geez, can you imagine him trying to get through a regular door? Because everyone was short back then.
You'd have to bend like halfway over.
Oh my God, he was six and change and wore a hat that was 8 feet tall.
That's where limbo was invented. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. William Henry Harrison, first sitting president to have a photo taken. Wow. March 4th,
1841.
41? It's so many names.
Wow, you would think over 20 years they would have perfected this photography thing.
You would have.
I'm looking at a picture of Lincoln at his inauguration, second inauguration.
Uh-huh.
And very blurry. It's just a mess.
So you doing good?
In my research for this, I've stumbled upon something that is ridiculous.
You hate Google?
Yeah. I tried to find out why those photographers hid under that little curtain, and instead I've stumbled upon hidden mother photography, which was a genre of photography in the Victorian era where children were photographed with their mother present, but their mother tried to hide under like a sheet or a blanket.
It's like when a child
like puts a blanket over them to play a ghost, so like you can't see me, right?
And that was a whole deal.
It's like the lips thing.
It looks ridiculous.
It was like, this is how we take pictures. This
duck
is a
lips.
Thing.
Yeah.
They're
it's
not
in style.
At all.
Oh my God, I want to see these.
Oh my God.
Wow. And then someone said, you know what? We're going to put this gunpowder inside of a light bulb. The flash bulbs. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy with a hand in the gunpowder. It's getting bad smell.
Right.
Gets on the curtains, lights houses on fire.
How long it took to make those little flashbulb things, and they're like gone in a second.
Right.
Yep. Wasted.
Yeah. Yep.
One use.